Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is surrendering to life when it becomes unmanageable. So that is the answer. When our life becomes unmanageable, right? There is no other answer. Surrender.
That's my motto this morning. I woke up with so much anxiety. And you know what? This anxiety shouldn't even belong to me. Like, I'm taking on something that I don't need to take on. And this morning, I just feel the unmanageability and the price that I'm paying. I'm not willing to pay the price. So, I'm going to surrender. I'm going to surrender this whole hot mess and step out of it because it's not my mess. I'm in a mess. It's not even mine. It affects me. It will affect me, but it's not my mess. And so, and when I get in there, it just gets messier. Take myself out, and before you even ask me, Chas, my intention today is the peace of God, because I need some peace right now. My peace is priceless, and I don't want to give it up for nothing. So, anyway, how about you?
Yeah, unmanageability. Yep, I got unmanageability in my life, too. And the only answer is letting go. Those are the only moments I feel any sort of, and I don't even know that it's, yeah, I can feel moments of peace and truth when I just let it go. But when I start getting into my head and doing the, you know, worrying, obsessing, all that stuff, then yeah, it becomes unmanageable very quickly, very quickly. And then it's hard to get out of it. I can go there with my son, and I can go there with the whole man situation right now. I would say those are the two.
Now, let's not say man situation. Let's say men, because there's been more than one. This is men. Just, right? Would you agree? Am I wrong? Who was the one before this? Hottie?
Yeah, the men situation. Yeah, they can send me into unmanageability.
Yes, you're guessing about them.
Yeah. So, it becomes unmanageable for me. And then it's hard to pull myself out. And with my son, just trying to push through doors that don't seem to want to open. Mm-hmm. And then I'm worrying about that and trying to force that. And yeah. So all peace can be gone.
Yeah.
For sure.
Obsessing. You brought up a good point, obsessing. Oh. And that's what my mind is doing. It's obsessing about a particular situation that really is more my partner's business. But he's sort of checked out at the moment. So I'm left holding the bag, and I'm not willing. I'm dropping the rope. That's what I'm saying. It's, you know, it's like two people tugging on the rope. Well, I'm dropping the rope. Except there's three people at the other end of the rope and only me at this end, because my partner has jumped ship. So it's me tugging with three people at the other end, and guess what? No. Drop the rope, Deb.
Yeah.
So I'm dropping the rope.
Yeah, anything that we're obsessing over will cause unmanageability very quickly.
Yeah.
Until we let it go. Mm-hmm. For me, anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Letting go is the answer. Sometimes we were just talking about it this morning. It unfortunately, or fortunately, it usually takes pain to get pushed there.
Yeah,
the pain of being sick and tired of it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right, Chas. Pain is usually the catalyst for change. That's what brought me into the program, was a whole lot of pain. And I'm grateful for that pain, because I might still be out there floundering, thinking that I know how to do life when I really had no clue. So
yep.
it sucks, But yet it's pain that forces us to let go at some point. It can force us to surrender. And, you know, I've heard different spiritual teachers say this, and it's taken me a while to align with their thinking. But they pretty much have said that the lucky ones are the ones that are carrying a lot of pain, heavy pain bodies, as Eckhart Tolle would say. Because when you have that much pain, you can't ignore it. There are some people that have just, you know, an underlying pain, but they can still manage pain, do pain management, and still live and not have to do, you know, let go of anything. But the people that have the best chance of surrendering to a different way of life are the ones that are in great pain and tired of suffering. And that's when we let go. It's always been in the midst of the worst pain. That's when I got sober. That's when I let my daughter go. Before she died, I surrendered her. But it took great pain. It took 8 years of just being dragged behind the bus before I could finally take my hands off. But if it weren't for that pain, I don't know. But I'm grateful because I did let go. And there's been other things too. What about you? What has pain helped you to let go of?
Well, it definitely brought me into recovery. A whole lot of pain. Yeah, I had to hit a bottom there, a painful bottom. And I did let go with that particular addiction. I let go, you know, the fire. That was another thing. That was another one that helped me let go with attachments, for one thing, and just my way of doing things. It opened my world up to a new way of doing things. It made me surrender.
Think about the attachments you let go, the attachment to material things, whatever attachments you had. It forced you to let go, but what happened out of that experience is when you look at your house today, you have the material things that you wanted, right? Yeah. So it came, but it couldn't come until you let go of your old ways and your old thinking.
Yeah, no, it probably seemed like I was losing things at the time, but in hindsight, I never did. I gained so much. I never lost anything. And it's probably always that way. We think that we're losing something when we let go, and in hindsight, we see that we really didn't. There's always something to be gained.
So yeah, the problem is, it's this thing. It's called ego. Ego does not like to let go. It will fight. It will scare you. It will convince you. It will pull all kinds of tricks out of its bag to keep you in the pain and suffering.
Yep.
It wants to hold you there. It thinks that it's helping you, but it's actually doing the opposite. It's harming us. So I have to keep surrendering ego too.
Yeah.
The crazy mind, I call it.
And surrendering relationships in my life. I've had to do a lot of that. Not actually physically. The relationships are still there. This is what I mean by they're not gone. Mm-hmm. But I had a lot of attachments to break in those particular relationships. Illusions, that's been a big one for me. Letting go of illusions, letting go of the way that I thought it was supposed to be. That's a big one for me. Letting go of the way I thought things were supposed to be. That's a painful one. If you have a picture of the way you think your life is going to go and it doesn't, yeah, that can be painful. So yeah, attachments suck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. Yeah, I know. I feel it. I think the area I feel it most maybe would be my partner at the moment, because I'm watching him struggle with some health issues and memory issues and hearing issues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's 80 and he's, things are changing, and he doesn't do well with change or loss of control. And so he can fly off the handle very quickly. I have to stay out of the line of fire there. But then the next minute he's like a helpless child. And somehow I see that I'm transitioning from him being my partner to me being more the caretaker, which is not a role I wanted, by the way. I feel like I've taken care of everybody my whole life, and it's like, ugh, finally breathe. Like, I don't have to take care of anybody, and now I am again.
Yeah.
And I have my own health issues, so it I have to take care of me and him. And it's deeply challenging, I'm not going to lie. But there's also a frightened child in me that has always been in a I've always been in a relationship from the time I was like 13, 14, my first puppy love boyfriend. I've always been in relationships with men, boys or men. And that has been a sense of safety. Like, there's a little girl hiding behind there. And I always knew that one day something would happen to my partner. Of course, you know, he would die, like we're all going to die. And that I would have to meet those parts of myself that have hidden behind him. Well, they're already starting to emerge. And I can tell you, it's pure terror. That little girl in me is terrified, because as a child, I hid behind my dog, which I had a little tiny toy poodle that was mine, and I hid behind my grandparents, and my grandfathers were great role models. They were just very loving, kind men, and my little girl felt safe with them, but I didn't feel safe with my dad. So that little girl looks for that man to feel safe with. And yeah, there's going to come a day when it's just going to all be revealed, but it's already ripping the Band-Aid off. Believe me, that part of me is already coming out of hiding. I see a child that's thrashing, just thrashing. But a promise that I am making to myself is I will not jump into another relationship. I realize that I've put 24 years into this relationship, and there's been so much joy. And he's in some ways been a great companion. But it's also been a lot of work, and it's been hard. We've had a lot of hard times too, because, And I guess it's just part of being in a relationship. You just have to go into the trenches sometimes. You can't just people please. And neither one of us are very good at that. So we speak our mind. So, yeah. So moving forward, no. And I thought about that. And it takes a lot of work. And I guess that's my point is, you know, the first 5 years were so rough. Like, I never knew that if we were going to make it or not. I always said if we could get past these 5 years, I think we'll be okay. And we did. We got past those 5 years, but it wasn't easy. And do I want to do it again? Do I have the energy? Hell no, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Will I change my mind one day? I don't. I'd be surprised. Let me just say, I'm not going to say no, but I'll be very surprised if I change my mind. All I have to do is remember how much energy and work went into building a relationship. You have to invest.
Yeah.
It's like therapy. You know, you have to really invest, like recovery. You have to really work at it. That's what relationships require. And, you know, for 23 years prior to this relationship, I was married to the father of my kids. And, you know, I don't say that we fought a lot, but man, we went through some really dark, tough times, really dark, tough times. And he was just not emotionally available person. You couldn't access his emotions. So I always sort of felt abandoned. Mm-hmm. And I could never change that. I tried everything to explain to him that what I needed, and he didn't have it. We ask people to give us things that they don't have. I still wanted it, and I never got it. And it's funny. This is just a memory that popped up. But, you know, as a little girl, I wanted to always hold my dad's hand. And my dad was not a hand holder. He would come up and rub your shoulder or something like that for a minute. But he was not a he was not vulnerable. He was not warm fuzzy. But I remember when he was dying, it was the first time that I got to hold his hand. I know it was my little girl, but I really got to sit there with him as he was transitioning and hold his hand. And I just wept from joy. And I know it was my little girl that finally got to hold her daddy's hand. But I also remember with my husband that prior to separating, that at night when he was sleeping, I would hold his hand. I was still that little girl that wanted, you know, I would rub his hand, hold his hand. And I still do today with my partner today. Like, that's something symbolic for me of feeling safe, comfort, I guess, for a little girl. But, you know, who's going to take care of that little girl moving forward is me. I'll be taking care of her full time. And she's a full time job, too, by the way.
Yeah. Preaching to the choir on that one.
Yes.
Yeah. They are full time jobs, aren't they?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, they are. And sometimes it's cute and sometimes it's not so cute.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's also that part of us that, you know, loves to explore. It's also that, you know, that wonder child, that part that likes to create. So there's beautiful parts to our childish side too. It's not just all work, but when we've been wounded, things get triggered.
Yeah.
Things get triggered. And, you know, we settle. And that's what I always did. I settled in relationships because, well, it's a form of being desperate, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I was married 3 times. I didn't marry this time, but I was married 3 times. I just didn't get it right. I mean, I don't regret my last marriage. I have my children. But, you know, it just wasn't a romantic. It was based on respect and the love for our children. That's what it was based on. But, you know, giving it 23 years, that's a long time. That's a big chunk of our life, my life. So, I don't know. I'm just going to make better choices moving forward. My choice is to abstain.
Good choice.
Yeah. Yeah, in more ways than one. Anyway, enough of that.
Yeah. Yep. Surrender is the answer.
It is.
So your word's the peace of God today?
Oh, God, yes.
Mine's letting go.
Okay.
Yep. And when you let go, you probably can. Probably is when you feel the peace. Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
Sometimes it takes a whole lot to get me there. I've said on here before, those moments of just hovering over the toilet, puking up my feelings. Those are the moments, but it takes a lot to get pushed there for me. Yeah. Like, yeah.
You're right.
I can hold on for dear life. Like, I must have some serious, yeah, I don't know, whatever. It takes what it takes.
Yeah.
So, takes what it takes. But yeah, letting go is my word. Well, any last thoughts today?
No, I think I'm done. I think I have more anxiety.
Oh, Lord.
I think that exposing my anxiety gave me more anxiety.
I understand.
I'm going to have to go take some rescue remedy.
Big sigh. Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!